Hey, I'm Joel from 97X, your new alternative. With me is Florence from Florence and the Machine. How are you?
Good, thank you.
So I'm probably going to be the 50th person to ask, how is your foot doing? You broke it during the last song of your Coachella set last month.
It's okay. Yeah, it's getting there. It's feeling better all the time, which is good.
Awesome. You are well known for performing at your concerts while barefoot. Have you had any nasty concert injuries as a result of performing barefoot specifically?
No. Well, this is the first time. And actually, like I always used to say, like I would never get hurt. I mean, it was weird. I cut my foot once in the encore off stage and then came back on stage with like a bloody foot, but I'd never injured myself actually on stage before, well, before now.
And this also happened technically off stage.
Yes, you're right. Oh my god, so like feet fine on stage, just don't go outside it.
I tell you to stay on stage, but you know, the whole, you know, artist going off stage at a concert thing, that's a very exciting part of the repertoire, I think, if you're in the audience.
I can't help it. It's not really planned. It's just, and especially now doing, I think it's getting used to like bigger stages because the audience is a bit further away and I always want to feel kind of connected with people. And so I think that's why at Coachella I kept jumping on and off because people were so far away, like from the front of the stage. I was like, I want to get down there and kind of see what's going on.
I've also read that over the years, some other interesting things have happened during your shows. You've broken up fights. You stopped once to hug a girl that was crying. What is the strangest thing to happen in the middle of a Florence and the Machine concert?
What is strange? We've had like some stage. We've had like some stage invasions. That's been quite fun. I was in the middle of doing some kind of really, really, really sort of extensive twirl, and then I stopped, and there was someone just standing right in front of me on the stage, and I screamed right in their face. And what else? Like quite a lot of like, I mean, we've had like that at the last Coachella. There was some definite like, we saw some like full boobs in the audience, like a bit like boobs out, lots of bras thrown on the stage. There's quite a lot in the latest gigs. There've been quite a lot of nudity, so that's been cool.
Fantastic.
We fully encourage that.
Florence Welch from Florence and the Machine. How big, how blue, how beautiful. Your new album out in June. I want to ask you about the new song "Ship to Wreck." I just saw a video for that. I feel like for a Florence song, it's very poppy and straightforward compared to a lot of the material you're known for.
Yeah, I think it kind of was written quite simply. You know, something happened, like some stuff happened, some quite like weird stuff. And I went and, you know, wrote a song with Kid Harpoon about it, kind of, and it was sort of immediate. You know, it was one of those songs that just sort of happened. And when I went to Marcus, I had these more kind of elaborate, dramatic, like more kind of fantasy heavy songs, but that was it's a bit more like kind of hiding. And then I had these songs that I'd written that were perhaps more something would happen to me and I'd write it down, and it was kind of, they were simpler and they were more kind of direct. And one of these was Ship to Wreck, and there were some songs like St. Jude and like Long and Lost, and there was a kind of simplicity to them. And actually, like, there's something more vulnerable about that. You know, you're not hiding behind things. There's not kind of a big dramatic ending. You're just kind of perhaps saying something a bit more simply like about how it was. And I think the simplicity of it was actually something I had to be kind of brave about, because I was scared of how simple it was. You know, it is just, I was a bit confused why he would pick it, because I was like, it's just a song, where's all the big stuff, you know, where's all the bits. But I think it's kind of, you know, you have to be brave and let a song just be like how it is, and that's how it came out. You know, it wasn't actually like planned to write a song like that. It just, that's the way it was gonna be.
When you said where's all the bits in there, I immediately thought of a song, like my favorite Florence song is No Light, No Light. I love that song, but that is a very huge, anthemic, sweeping song.
Yeah.
And this is very different by comparison.
Well, I think it, you know, I love that stuff, and there's elements of that still on How Big, How Blue. Like Delilah is very much a song that kind of, you know, I was... It's like that, but I think, it was almost like I wanted, the reason I worked with Marcus is I felt like with, you know, Ceremonials, I'd really found like the sound of like Florence and the Machine, and, you know, that sound had traveled, and it was kind of, you know, it was kind of, I felt like I'd taken it as far as I could, and I wanted to escape myself almost a little bit, and I wanted to think outside of myself. And I think Marcus encouraged that.
And this is the guy who produced it, Marcus who?
Yeah, Marcus Drabs.
Marcus Drabs, awesome. All right, so, and I believe there are now 4 music videos floating around from How Big, yeah. How Blue, How Beautiful, and other than the title track, the other 3 are pretty heavy, and there's a lot happening in these videos. Where do some of the ideas come from?
Well, it's all kind of like, you know, from talking about things that have happened, and, you know, talking about experiences that you've had and the way that you feel about stuff. And, you know, Vincent Haycock, who directed them, became a really, really good friend, and we were kind of talking about these, you know, this kind of year off that I'd had, and like what I'd kind of, you know, there was real highs and lows in there, and I kind of was going on this journey and writing these songs, and it kind of was this kind of odyssey of sometimes joy, sometimes despair, things were difficult, things were confusing, and it was about kind of depicting that, reclaiming it, I guess.
So crawling away from a car accident and finding yourself in a room full of like a dozen guys pushing and pulling at you, that's something that really happened.
It's not really like saying like how it actually happened. It's more kind of, I would say something about something, the way something felt. Do you know what I mean? Sometimes a relationship can feel like a car crash. Sometimes a relationship can feel like you're being pulled in directions by loads of people, you know. It was more symbolic of like an emotional time than actual things that are, you know, things that had, the emotions were real, and then you to portray them visually, you know, you use other things.
I gotcha. I have one more question for you, Florence. I just wanted to know, finally, do you own your own harp?
I don't, sadly.
I was just very, very curious about that. I actually wanted to ask you that for our morning show host. That was when I told her I was interviewing Florence. Do you know if she owns her own harp? Wait, don't ask her that. But I asked. So now I can say I have. Florence Welch from Florence and the Machine, How Big, How Blue, How Beautiful, out June 2nd. Thank you so much for taking some time to talk to us today.
Oh, thank you for talking to me.